Debate began yesterday in the U.S. Senate on the first major revamping of the Medicare system since its creation nearly four decades ago. Both Senate Republicans and Democrats endorsed a plan passed last week in committee. So campaign promises by both parties to add a prescription drug benefit to Medicare may actually be fulfilled before next year's elections. But it's still not clear whether those backing the reforms will get credit or end up paying a political price for the health care overhaul. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
As the Medicare reform debate got underway yesterday, it was clear its centerpiece would be what Nebraska Republican Chuck Hagel called the top priority for most senators, a prescription drug benefit for the 41 million people enrolled in Medicare.
Seniors are expected to spend nearly $1.9 trillion on drugs over the next 10 years. Clearly, the federal government simply cannot take on all of that expense. But seniors need help. They need help now. More than one-third of Medicare beneficiaries have no prescription drug coverage.
The Senate plan envisions a $275 annual deductible and estimated monthly payments of $35 for a drug benefit. Rather than Medicare, private sector firms would administer such a benefit.
This is no longer a ploy for the next election. This is about the next generation.
Senate Majority Whip Mitch McConnell said, despite failed attempts in past years to add a prescription drug benefit, he was certain this year the Medicare bill will become law.
There are many reasons, but none greater than the leadership of one man, George W. Bush. He is the reason we are at this point in the United States Senate today. It is President Bush who's made the commitment, shown the leadership, and challenged the Congress to act that has made this day possible.
And President Bush repeated that challenge yesterday before a crowd of small business people in New Jersey.
I believe that this nation can set aside the old-style politics and come together and make sure our seniors have got a health care system that is modern, that includes prescription drugs, and that allows our seniors the same opportunity that federal employees have, which is the ability to choose a plan that best meets their needs.
The president has insisted that given a chance, the private sector can not only handle a prescription drug benefit, but also deliver health services at a lower cost than Medicare's fee-for-service program. Democrats have been skeptical of such claims. Finance Committee Vice Chairman Max Baucus insisted yesterday that the bill he and some other Democrats joined Republicans in approving last week in committee will not tilt the playing field against the government-administered program.
And this bill does not tilt the playing field. This bill does not make private plans a better deal than traditional Medicare. But those of us who believe in traditional Medicare should not fear the entry of private options either. For either they will work and make things better for beneficiaries, or traditional Medicare will still be there.
Some Democrats, in fact, seem eager to take credit for getting bipartisan backing for a prescription drug benefit. Massachusetts' Ted Kennedy pointed out yesterday that the president dropped his insistence that a prescription drug benefit be available only to those who enroll in private health plans. Kennedy called the bill before the Senate a down payment for what he thinks should be a more generously funded prescription drug benefit.
This Senate has passed a tax cuts for $2,300,000,000. This is $400,000,000,000. So it does seem to me that we ought to be able to find some way to help and assist middle-income seniors more than we have by providing additional resources to this particular proposal.
Conservative Republicans, meanwhile, are focused on getting private health plans bidding to compete with Medicare. But Arizona's John Kyle warned that the price controls Medicare imposes should not be forced onto those private groups as well, which is what the bill currently calls for.
You may end up with nobody bidding. And do you know what the Congressional Budget Office says the participation rate is going to be under the bill? 2%. 2%. Effectively, nobody is going to bid.
What's more, between a third and a half of those eligible for Medicare are expected to pay more for the prescription drug plan than what they'll receive in benefits. And that program would not even become available until 2006. Still, Republicans are pushing to have this vastly complex reform all approved by the 4th of July. Whether it proves a vote-getter for next year's elections, though, depends on Medicare recipients feeling better off with such a reform than they are today. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.